This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
So suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In what has to be one of the most unusual locations for broadcast, we've done a lot of remotes, they call them remotes. And we are live right now from Yogurt Land. Is there a theme? We got somebody to sing the Yogurt Land theme song. We're a nice man by the name of Enrique, and he, he's a good buddy of Paul Barrichello, our good buddy with Echo. And I was trying to talk to the Regal Cinema, where we're hosting another screening of Vaxxed from Cover Up to Catastrophe. And we couldn't get through. Corporate said no. I tried to get through to local. They said no. I was like, well, what are we going to do? I called up Paul. I said, you know anybody? You frequent this area. He says, yeah, my buddy owns a yogurt shop across the street. I'm still laughing.
We were scrambling for a little bit there this afternoon because you were trying to, Regal, I was trying to get a hold of Whole Foods because there's a Whole Foods there in Winter Park. There was 27 different hoops I had to jump through and all that stuff. So Yogurt Land came to the rescue.
Right. Well, hopefully the levels are coming through okay. And Enrique, thank you so much for hosting a live broadcast here. We expect, if they can, to get out of the Q&A from the 4:30 showing. Polly, Tommy, definitely. Hopefully Dr. Andy Wakefield as well as Del Bigtree may join us this hour. And then we'll check in and I'll go some advanced medicine like we do on second hours of first day of most people's work week anyway, even though we start yesterday. So robertscottbell.com, the links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan. She was with us, as well as her wonderful husband, former assistant producer of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Op-Ed, was there with a few friends. And what an incredible screening. I don't think I've been on the air since I saw the movie. Have I been on the air since then? Because I don't think I was.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I wasn't. Because
No.
So
your reaction, Robert Scott Bell, what did you think?
I'm a critic too.
Dude.
Yeah. It's well done. By the way, it confirm me that you're not overdriving your mic today because I'm on a remote, so I can't tell for sure sensitivity sounds. But it was well done, extraordinarily well done. And, I mean, this is a guy, Del Bigtree's in top-line television, left the doctors to do this documentary film with Andy Wakefield and Polly Tommy. And so it's not an internet documentary. Not that internet documentary, anything wrong with it, but I mean, this is a first-rate documentary film, and that's why I could see De Niro was and his wife was very impressed with it. It's why they wanted it in the Tribeca Film Festival, and then come to bear on the advertisers, the big pharma connections, and then De Niro's partner said, oh, it's the filmmakers. I heard that they had some interaction with the filmmakers up there, and the filmmakers were saying it wasn't us. I mean, because that's
everybody,
a precedent you don't want set.
The finger at the other person, right? It wasn't me.
No, but I don't believe that any filmmaker is going to call for the censorship, because that would mean that they're subject to that as well, and now that could be precedent for other film festivals around the world. If we don't like what the message is, we'll just say, we'll censor it for you. So, I mean, this is big time, Super Don. This film is changing people. I talked with physicians that were at this event, some friends of mine, some I didn't know, and some of them were well up on this already. Others come in reluctantly. They're dragged into the film, and they leave, and they you know, just as I said, oh my God, what have I done? I thought, you know, that they had done the safety studies, and it turns out the safety studies were just completely jumbled up on purpose.
Well, go figure, right? Never heard of that sort of thing happening before. No.
No, there's too much money involved, too much liability involved at this point. Now, in regard to science, as we talk about the censorship of alternative views, for instance, which we've seen extensively on the vaccine issue, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've been vociferous and outspoken on your right to choose, as well as outspoken on the fact that I do not perceive, believe, or that it has been validated that these vaccines actually do what they say they do in terms of prevention of disease. I've talked about them in terms of prevention of expression of disease, which is different. And there's a nuance. If you want, we can go into it. But what about the freedom to speak my truth, to speak my perspective, my belief, however reasoned or not you might perceive it to be? That's the big question. That's the censorship question, the $64 trillion question. And we go to California, where they've already suppressed parents' rights to say no to vaccines if they want their kids to go to public or private schools. And we go to California and we look at the Democrats there, the leftists, saying, well, wow, we can't have them speak out about an alternative view of the environment now, can we? And indeed, you have to tell me if this is passed or is this just a proposal, Super Don? But in California, they've introduced a law to jail anyone who questions what they call man-made climate change.
Oh, geez. No, this is not passed. It's a bill that is apparently gaining steam in California. And
California, oh, geez.
Yeah, well, you know, look, California, right? I'm sorry. I'm originally from California. I still feel a little bit responsible for some of the craziness that goes on there. But this Senate bill, the name of this Senate bill is the California Climate Science Truth and Accountability Act. And basically what this does is this goes after any company or organization that is skeptical of climate change, okay? And what this would do is this would cause any company or organization that was having an alternative view to be in violation of what they call the state's unfair competition law. And so this would free up the district attorneys and the attorney general to go after these companies and these organizations and fine them and potentially jail them if they are going around saying that they don't agree with the theory behind climate change.
What are they unfairly competing with? If they have a differing view, does it upset climatologists or competing for advertising? I don't think so. This is political correctness. This is why it's a great danger, political correctness, that you would propose jailing somebody with a differing opinion about what is causing environmental changes or climate changes. And we don't dispute that man is mucking up the environment. We don't here. We really don't. But whether he is responsible for the shift in temperatures, that is very debatable, especially when you see similar rises in temperatures on other planets in our same solar system, and there are no men, to my knowledge, on those planets. So our argument is toxicological. It's environmentalist in a true sense of the word, not in a carbon credit trading scheme scam sense of the word that they're pushing here in California. And that's why I'm saying, liberals, you think you're so smart. Bill Maher thinks he's so smart. He knows stuff about Big Pharma. We agree with him on. But then he gets smarmy and snarky on the environment and can't step back out of his own self at that point to say, you know what, we can agree that poisoning the environment's not good. But claiming it's the cause of global warming or what they now call climate change, and in California they want to say freedom of speech doesn't exist if you have a different opinion about what is causing any shift that is happening.
Well, and I'll tell you the problem that I've got with this and the red flag that popped up for me is that according to the bill, it states here that there is broad scientific consensus that this global warming is occurring and changing the world's climate patterns. And I immediately was drawn back into the debate that has been going on publicly and in government over vaccinations, because you could literally take the wording of this bill and even the name of it, and if you swapped out climate with vaccine, it would read the California Vaccine Science Truth and Accountability Act. I could see something like that happening. This is a slippery slope that if you allow this type of legislation to go through, they will not stop. They will then start saying, well, the scientific consensus about X is settled science. There is no debate. And if you dissent, we can now fine you, we can now prosecute you, and we can now jail you. If they can do that about climate science, why can't that they do that about vaccination science?
Well, that's basically what they would do. It would be precedent. Indeed, you know, again, freedom of speech. You want to talk about who are the Nazis, the National Socialists in this sense, playing out, not necessarily direct termination by going people, putting people into gas chambers, but indirectly through poisoning all of the children of California by these mandates. You've got the leftists, not the conservatives, in this case. And I have to say, even though I'm not into the Hegelian dialectic, if you look at the difference between the left and the right on this issue, there is more honoring of parental choice, freedom of religion, on the side of the so-called political right. Now, I know there are always exceptions, but I just want to say, calling out California once again, if you think being a liberal means you're for the man, you're for the people instead of for the man, no. Liberal today means you're for big government and government intrusion into every aspect of your life, especially as it comes to running your own body, much less the big body out here, which is our environment. I'm not for polluting, but I also know that pollution itself is not the cause of warming temperatures. It's the cause of toxicological chronic illnesses. But shifts in temperature, that was a ruse to shift the so-called markets to carbon credit trading schemes. And that would benefit the people like Al Gore and others who are connected to kind of make a new form of currency out there to keep the people of Earth, of planet Earth, enslaved, except for the top, well, as Bernie Sanders says, the top 1% or whatever it is. You know, it's not like Bernie's totally wrong on that. But the reality is the remedy is not more government. The remedy is decentralization. The remedy is holding polluters accountable because they're no longer protected by the EPA like the CDC is protecting the vaccine industry since the passage of the National Vaccine Compensation Injury Compensation Act of 1986. And that has led to a holocaust. Yes, I will say that. A holocaust of autism and autism-like spectrum disorders in millions of children. And they lied to us. See the movie Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe. Fill those theaters, folks. If it's playing anywhere near you, there are 50 theaters having it. If it's in a theater near you, go see it. Bring your friends. Bring your loved ones. Bring people you don't like. Bring your doctors, whatever category they're in as well. All right, when we come back, we got more from Yogurtland in Winter Park, Florida. Come on down and see me. We'll be here for the next hour and a half plus before we head back over to some Q&A at the Regal Cinema following the next screening of the movie Vax.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, NovemberNovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
My unbilled producer texted me and says, don't drink water so close to the microphone, glug a glug. I was thirsty. What do you want me to do? I was thirsty, you know? I had to gobble down the big dinner to get here in time to set up. Actually, I got to see some of the Q&A at Vaxxed, the first screening today. And hopefully we'll get some of the crew here in just a little while, but... I'm thirsty. What can I say? Drinking on the air. Yeah. Probably, you know, and then it's so funny. Our host here, Henrique, he says, hey, you want some yogurt? I was like, no. My producer gets mad at me when I eat on the air. That's my excuse, of course.
No, because, no, listen, I've done it before, too. So, I mean, you know, when you're there, if you've got the opportunity, you should.
No, I'm more thirsty than hungry. I'm full. Okay. My belly's full. I just need to get, and I got some molecular hydrogen water, my Echo water from home.
That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I just, like you said, I'm not gonna judge here because they've been so kind to host us on literally a couple of hours' notice. That's amazing. Anybody that does that,
for sure. And I mean, you are like right there next to the theater.
Yeah, it's just across the street. So anybody listening live, if you're wanting to come by and see us between now and 9 p.m. Eastern time, come on down. Otherwise, if you're listening by Memorex, it's okay. The stuff doesn't go bad. The yogurt won't melt. Not on this show. So,
wow.
You know, politics. The only politics I'd like to talk about is that Ron Paul has just endorsed the woman that might replace John McCain.
I saw that. You know, yes.
Ron Paul is the candidate of peace. You know, we talk about all the violence that's happening. There's a book coming out about Hillary Clinton that says she's like, you know, literally violent. that she's got a split personality. The vitriol, the yelling, the screaming, the pushing, the shoving. And I wasn't there, but I have a suspicion that it may be true. And then you have Trump, who, although, you know, behind the scenes, everybody that I work with, that work with him, says he's a really nice man. But he's, you know, he's a business guy. He's looking for the edge all the time. And he's stimulating, whether it's his words or something, people into violent acts. But Super Don, did you see these videos? Because I haven't got to view them. Can you pinpoint who's at fault here? Is there a way to determine with all the violence happening? I know it's just not rhetorical. There's actual stuff happening.
Well, listen, this political season, this campaign that's going on between Trump and Hillary and even Bernie, I mean, I think there's an element of it there. Is really something I haven't seen in a really long time. The emotionally charged crowds that are out there and the narrative that's been put out there about Trump, about him being racist and hating women and all this stuff, has really incited some violence at some of these rallies. And there are some videos that are floating around on the internet right now where you literally are seeing Trump supporters
mm-hmm.
being injured, punched, black eyes, bleeding. They're throwing eggs and you know, vegetables at supporters
wow.
who are there. And, I mean, some of it's been pretty serious. Now, I believe there has been some going the other way around. But the real visible part of it are the Trump supporters. They really, I believe, in my opinion, from what I've seen, are really getting hammered for supporting Trump. And, you know, I was looking at one of these pictures last night, and I was thinking, you know what? Here's the thing that people don't realize, that when you get violent like this, and you start punching people and hurting people, and this stuff shows up on the internet, something like that alone could be what would get Trump elected. If people see that the other side is doing this kind of thing, that they're getting violent and they're persecuting people for backing their candidate, that right there could turn the sympathy vote in Trump's favor for people who may be undecided.
Sure.
In my opinion,
well,
you know.
Well, you know what I want to say is, don't believe anything they tell you in the media. Make up your own mind. Make up your own mind, because if a pundit says it, by and large, it's agendized. In other words, it's to get you to like somebody or hate somebody. It's not about reporting on the facts. They don't. They distort the facts. You know, what we do here, of course, is try to bring you information that they'll never cover. You know, whether it be about Trump, the candidate, because, you know, why do I like him? My biggest issue has become the vaccine issue. And I think he is the least likely of all the candidates to mandate something that I believe if Hillary Clinton were elected president, she would do in a heartbeat. And what these Democrats are doing in California shows you their colors. That doesn't mean I'm endorsing Trump for president. I'm just giving you a perspective here that if you're looking at what is your most important issue, and I know a lot of people will do that. They're one-issue voters. And certainly if you have a child on the autism spectrum injured by vaccines, right now Trump's the only guy that has acknowledged it in the loop there. I don't know what Gary Johnson feels about it. We may have to get him on to talk about it. All right, we're going to see if we can get Polly Tommy over here in just a moment after the break. Stick with us. RobertScottBell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I literally left the studio at Yogurtland, walked outside, saw Polly Tommy across the road waiting for the green light so she could safely traverse. And I don't know if the traffic is crazier here or in Great Britain where you once were, but I'm glad you're here safe
with
us.
Thank you for helping me across the road.
Oh, my gosh. We were pressing the button. Get it, make it go green, or else Super Don's going to have to carry the day. And he was ready, by the way. I'll have everybody
know.
He was ready. So, Polly Tommy, you're here, one of the producers of the film, of course, we've been talking about for weeks and weeks now. And we probably had you on a few years back at Autism One, I'm thinking, the first
probably,
time.
Probably, yeah. Probably. Yeah. It's been a whirlwind doing this tour, I can't tell you. It's... I thought I knew it all. I thought I'd done, you know, I've done 19 years of this and with the magazine and with Andy and traveling around doing things, but this has really changed everything.
And you, what I noticed with the two nights I've seen, of course, we're able to watch you on Periscope, and we need to tell everybody about how they can plug in if they're in a city that you're not in yet. With a lot of the Q&A, the stories you're getting from the people coming to the screening, and even after the film is over, you're out in the lobby talking with those, gathering stories up. Is there anything at this point that surprises you? I mean, you've heard so many, so much.
I mean, the military. I mean, I knew vaguely from my autism mother's connection that the military had a problem, but I didn't think it was any more than, you know, anyone else. I am literally disgusted. It's barbaric what we're doing to the military. I mean, this is the fittest, youngest youth we've got wanting to go and fight for this country. And we're killing them.
You talk about destroying the immune system, and that's the irony. We talk about how it impacts negatively the vaccines on our own immune system. But the immune system of a country is its military.
Right.
Now, it's not supposed to be on offense all the time because that'll exhaust it. But if you take to your immune system things that would destroy it, destroying the soldiers, leading them into Gulf War illness, and even worse now what we're hearing, and they don't give them an exemption. I think there are some levels of religious exemption, but even that, once you enter, if you're conscripted or you conscript yourself, they pretend that there's no option.
I mean, what I'm hearing, I mean, I'm new to the military. This is, and the minute the first time I started talking about how disgusting the military situation is, I've been inundated, so I don't have all the answers. But what I'm hearing is that unless you sign on religious exemption before you go in, you will not get it.
Right. You got to know going in. And even then, they can override that at a certain point if they say it's an emergency. And guess who gets to say it's an emergency? They do, whether it is or isn't. And that's the same thing that I have problems with, like the CDC declaring states of emergency, whether it be H1N1, H5N3, N2, whatever it is. It's a chicken little scenario, and then we are the chicken or the fodder, if you will, that's going to be thrown on the grill via the benefit then given to, as we've seen in the movie, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And they've given them no liability.
That's the other thing that I've learned. I didn't even think about this because I've been, you know, my main mission has been filming these families and showing the pain, showing people what they're living with. I had no idea. If you're a young mother, know this. When you take your child into the doctor's surgery, the doctor that gives that vaccination to your child has zero liability to any of the side effects that happen to come across your child. And I actually think now that anyone who has a vaccine has one of those side effects, whether it's an allergy, not feeling. Someone wrote to me and said, Polly, I think you're vaccine damaged because you can't sit still on stage. And I thought, hang on a minute. And I thought, when I was 14, I had a single tetanus shot because I got bitten by a vole.
Right.
So I could be vaccine damaged. I could be.
Sure. I was vaccine injured when I'm old enough that they gave me the smallpox vaccine. You remember that?
Wow.
Are you old enough for that?
Actually, I'm not. But
you're lucky.
You're older than me. You can't be older than me.
Yeah,
you're way younger
than me. Half century now. But I got the scar on there. But I fell asleep on it as a young child, and it re-emerged, the pox, right from my head. The temple of my forehead, and I had splitting migraine pains as a child. I couldn't move my eyes. It was so painful. And you'd wake up, you'd forget, and you're in excruciating pain. And my mentor in homeopathy, this was years later, of course, when I began to undo all of that damage, he told the story of his mother telling him the story. In the 1920s, when he was vaccinated for smallpox, they used cowpox that back then, and how he was told by his mother that you were a healthy, bouncing boy, and after that vaccine, you changed. You change, your continence changed, your entire, everything about you shifted. So even though this is coming out in a big way with Vaxxed, this is a story that's old as vaccination itself.
Yeah. I mean, Andy and I and Dale were talking last night, and this is evolving from being a story about the MMR and the autism and the fraud at the CD into vaccine injury around the world, in the military, even in animals. I mean,
yes.
we have people coming up to us on this trip telling us about this. One woman said she has a whole farm of horses, of which the whole lot have shaking head syndrome from the rabies vaccine.
Incredible.
Dogs. Yeah. Dogs turning up that have got vaccine injured dog written on them. I mean, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not a vet or anything. But actually,
sure.
The fact of the matter is that the parents, the people are coming out and they're telling their stories. And I believe those parents over any science because I've lived it.
Yeah.
There's no science that you can give me, no vaccine that you can tell me that's safe. And I speak up for all the vaccine injured parents. We're done. We're done with trusting.
No, I think that's it. There's a critical mass when everybody knows somebody who has a child that's been injured or harmed. Or they themselves have. And you said now we've expanded the military. I've witnessed site-specific cancers in animals, which is why they now tell vets don't give the vaccine in the same place every year, because they know it causes cancer. So they're losing this battle of PR, but that doesn't mean they're giving it up. There's still the mainstream media, although you've gotten, what, about 7 or 8 Fox interviews since the movie came out, two or three, other CBS, other. This should be front page news. You know, when we talk about the issue of measles, and this was covered in the film very well, a number of cases of measles after Disneyland, measured in the low hundreds, right? Very low hundreds. And we're talking millions of children on the autism spectrum. It's not even, there's no comparison. Perspective, where's the perspective?
Right, and the measles kids, unless, correct me if I'm wrong, from what I'm hearing, those measles kids, some are sick, some are not. They've all recovered with no side effects. So let's take the vaccine, forget autism for a second. We're seeing serious peanut allergies. I mean, kids walking around with those, what are they called, EpiPens on them the whole time. Show me a child that hasn't got a problem of some sort that's been vaccinated.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, my kids are benefiting by the knowledge I got early on before we had them, my wife and I. We had vaccine injuries on ourselves, but we cleaned up our act to have them. They've not been vaccinated. They've never had an antibiotic even. And it's not that I say there's no place for drugs or medicine in our culture, but if we don't need it, it's a better place, right? And so we're looking at some of the people coming here.
Yeah.
I've met some of them. They're also raising their children different already. Some have caught it before. It's a disaster. And all of these children are that they've been sacrificed to some degree to wake everybody else up, if there is a purpose for them. But it's brutal to say that, because you yourself have been this with your own child.
Yeah, and I mean, what makes me really, I was just talking to that man that you saw me walking.
Yes.
He was trying to talk to me. I said, walk with me. I'm really late for Robert. Walk with me.
Yes.
He was just telling me that the bullying that goes on with his, he did not want to vaccinate his child, but he was bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's really important that we've got to talk about. Parents, you have to educate your children, because right now what's happening is that they're coming into the schools and they're telling them, children, your parents haven't got medical degrees. Here are school doctors. They know what they're talking about. It goes far. I mean, the bullying is extreme. Little Jimmy over there has cancer, and if you don't have this vaccine, he could die because of you.
Right.
I mean, this is a vulnerable young child who does not want to see little Jimmy die of cancer, but this is bullying, and it's simply not true.
We're talking with Polly Tommy, one of the producers, and featured in Vaxxed, themovie.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Bullying, interestingly enough, there's anti-bullying laws. They talk about not bullying in schools. I mean, it's a very sensitive topic. Yet the bullies are the administrators, the nurses, and in fact, the doctors, as you said, coming in. And you know, this is why I brought my children to see the movie last night. And one of my son's friends, 16, came 2 nights in a row and took notes.
Really?
These teenagers, you're not too young as a teenager to pick this up, so you can recognize these bullies in the medical profession that are not backed by hard, legitimate, how would we say, uncorrupted science. And that's the biggest thing, I think, that the movie shows, Polly, what you've shown, and Andy and Dell have shown, that, and Brian Hooker, of course, that they've lied to us all.
Yeah.
They've lied to us all.
I mean, but it's interesting. Dell and I were talking. So Dell was brought up to be free, random, question everything. We were talking about how different. And I was brought up, my mother was very homeopathic, but the rulers were my father's family, who were in the Navy, and you never question. I went to boarding school age 9, and you're taught to never question anything, to do as you're told, stand in line, respect people who do. And that's kind of a dangerous upbringing, I'm realizing now. You have to question everything.
Yes.
You don't have to be rebellious, but you have to question it, and especially when it's your beautiful, precious child, and you're going to hand it over to your pediatrician with trust. Please, people, please, You got to take control.
Critical thinking skills, and you know, I put my children in a Montessori program where they are getting that, and my son was exposed to a woman who immigrated from Cuba as a child, appreciates liberty, really appreciates, because it's into the fabric of what they didn't have, and so she taught these kids how to think, how to ask, how to challenge. Not in an obstinate fashion, but in an intelligent fashion. And we've lost that in the public schools where we're raising robots. And that was a big concern for me as I observed these kids. And when I go in to speak to them in high school, I haven't done that in a while, the scariest thing is that they can hardly hold their head up off the desk at 10 in the morning. These are kids that are being programmed. They can barely function.
Yeah.
And, you know, you talk about the injuries to the Gardasil. That was one of the Q&As today with these athletes, women, girl athletes, men, boy athletes, being destroyed in the prime of their life by this so-called fear of the HPV, which is not even proven to cause cervical cancer.
Listen, the HPV, I spoke to a whistleblower. And it's a really good job I'm just here with you on my own because Andy and Dell stop me every single time. And I'm not a doctor. You can't strike me.
Right, yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do to me? But this particular whistleblower said to me, he's been working on the MMR, and he said to me, forget the MMR for a second, Polly. The Gardasil vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine that we have out there. We do not even know if it's going to cause cancer in these children or adults. We don't know the outcome. And this is a whistleblower working in there on that, saying face-to-face to me, we have no idea the outcome of the vaccine. And then he went on to say how they were in a boardroom once, and someone came in and said, there's a problem with the MMR. We're actually maiming. We're actually killing children. What are we going to do? This is just a boardroom.
Right.
And they said, well, okay, why don't you just lower the mumps a bit and higher the measles? Have a go with that and let me know how that goes. That was
wow.
It. That was the conversation. And that was it. Nothing else. Round the boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
No lab coats. No nothing.
Hard so, science.
I'm hoping this whistleblower will be brave enough to come out and speak. Because
right. Well, and also the fact that the mumps of the MMR, Merck is engaged in a big suit because they spiked with rabbit blood the antibodies in the Harvard class that they had to cancel the graduation because they're 100% vaccinated and they're all coming down with mumps. It doesn't even work.
No, it's disgusting.
All right, we're going to take a break. Polly's going to stick around a little bit longer here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition across from the Regal Theaters where they're showing Vax. Go see it, VaxTheMovie.com if you're not sure where it is, and go and bring your friends. We're going to be back to talk more about this and other things that bring the power to heal back to you after this break. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. More with Polly after the break.
Would you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're happening live outside the Regal Cinema where Polly Tommy and crew from Vax, that's Del Bigtree and Dr. Andrew Wakefield, doing Q&A after the next one, the 7:30 show. And so we're here doing a live broadcast thanks to a friend of a friend who has Yogurtland. I still remember that funny film, Notting Hill, where the British guy says yogurt, and he was eating, I don't know if it was sour cream or something horrible, but he thought it was yogurt. Yeah. So
it is. This is a Yogurtland. We're in Yogurtland with people who have no idea what we're doing right here in front of us.
Exactly. So
Adele's trying to find his way here, so he should be here in a minute. Yeah.
So we have that. We've got advanced medicine coming up, and we were talking about not only the impact on the individuals, the families. I went back to the 1920s. My mentor in homeopathy, the acknowledging his mother told him when he was a baby, after the smallpox or cowpox vaccine, he reversed as well. So the vaccine injury is not a new phenomenon. From the beginning, this has been happening, but it's going big now because more people than ever are impacted. What about the brothers and sisters?
Yeah, siblings. I am so passionate about the siblings. I'll tell you why. Here's why. So think of this little child that sees its brother or sister damaged, thrashing its head, diarrhea everywhere. Bang, bang, no association with it, no interaction. They see their parents crying, fighting. They've got no money. Their marriage is stressed. And they're snappy because they're so tired because they've been up all night. So they take it out on the sibling. And that poor sibling grows up. I have to say they're the nicest kids in the world, but they suffer from anxiety.
Sure.
And they suffer as well, especially with the younger siblings, of deep down inside them, knowing that they are going to be the carers of these children. And some
yeah,
of them say,
the
you know, is there any point in me going to college? No one's going to ever marry me because I'll be... They suffer, and they are the untold stories. I'm telling you that the future of these kids... I feel so bad for the siblings.
Well, but you think about that. The part of the future vision, which is scary, is that economically we can't take care of these kids when they grow up and they're still kids. They're still not functional. It's bankrupting. It will bankrupt the entire country.
Already, I am seeing, you know, on this tour, yeah, homeless people that are quite clearly on the autistic spectrum. They're already filtering out onto the streets as homeless people. It's
right.
Already happening.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I wanted to say in the Q&A was about the perspective that it's vaccines or nothing, right? Your vaccine or you're thrown to the wind. And it's not that. There's homeoprophylaxis. We use homeopathic medicine in ways to protect the immune system. We also can counteract, let's say, viral explosion by neutralizing it with silver. Silver ions stop viral replication. So the message here is not that, oh, you have to now give up vaccines and you're hosed, basically. You're so scared. That's what they play on, fear. My message is that don't be afraid. You're not going to be harmed by anything anymore. In fact, you're going to be able to navigate a scary terrain that they've made you frightened of because they've neglected to inform you that there are many other ways to heal and prevent disease from occurring.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't. The advice I give is not the advice of Del or Andy or Vax.
Sure.
But first of all, please, if you've got a new baby, please, if you're pregnant, stay away from pediatricians. I'm sorry, I don't see what the purpose of them are. Correct me if I'm wrong. They
no.
They weigh your baby, they measure your baby, and they vaccinate your baby. So why do we need to go? Don't be bullied into thinking that you have to go to these people. The one problem we have got, though, Robert, mm-hmm, I don't know if you can help with this, is
yeah,
parents who are saying they don't want to vaccinate are getting CPS turning up on their door.
Right, right. Yeah, that is a big issue. And you know, that comes to a fundamental question of what are we or what am I as an American? You know, am I a subject to government? Am I a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of those who don't know how to run their own lives, much less they want to run mine? And entering into contracts of adhesion, it's another lesson that we need to go, another layer of the understanding. Why do we accept birth certificates? Do we not know that our children are alive unless they have a certificate from the government? Why do we ask for permission to marry? Why do we have marriage licenses? What does that adhese to? What does that tie us to? How do the government claim ownership of our children? I didn't get married with a license. I didn't. My wife and I filed a covenant. We didn't ask permission of the government. We didn't invite them into our marriage. It was between me and her and God, as far as I'm concerned. And we need to take that back to our religious institutions and recognize we are not subservient to the government in this way, and our children don't belong to them.
Yeah, okay. And so going back to that CPS, because that was a question that came in today, I've been thinking about that. Get yourselves hooked up on live stream. The minute those people come to the door, record everything.
Yeah. Send it out.
And have this person, because I saw someone do that, and these people ran away. They were so frightened of it. We've got to be unafraid.
We've got to stand up. The posture has to change. No longer in fear of that. A healthy fear, yes, but not one in trepidation in the corner. We can't move. We got to step it up, and you're helping to do that. Vax, the movie, is helping to do that. Thank you, Polly. Tom, you want to stick around a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know why Dell's got lost.
We'll find out.
Let's wait for Dell.
Dr. Batar is scheduled to do some advanced medicine with us after the break. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. Thanks, folks. You know it. It's God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.